Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Mike Jones, the coach of the most, coming at you from coast to coast, live here in Puyallup, Washington, for the maiden voyage of the Coach Mike Jones podcast show. Hey, thanks everybody for joining us. I'm here with my co-host from Turnbuckle Turmoil, the one and only sign guy. He's so fly, let me tell you why, he's never going to lie. He's better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. How you doing, sign guy?
Doing well, here on the premiere edition of the Coach Mike Jones show.
Yes, thanks to you for helping me get it started, and for all you do, I'm forever indebted to you. Thank you so much, brother.
My pleasure. Hopefully this will kick off a grand legacy for the Coach Mike Jones Show.
Thank you so much. And then, yes, to all the listeners, we want to let everyone know that we got a wide variety of topics we're going to be covering here. We'll be covering independent pro wrestling, especially the Northwest. We also do the Seattle Mariners organizational report and the Cincinnati Reds organizational report. We also do MMA, boxing, comedy, entertainment, and music. And today we got some special guests supposed to be calling in. Today at 12:45, between 12:45 and 1, I got Brad Schwartz and Jake Schwartz, the owners of Fitness Quest in Auburn and Puyallup, calling in because they got a big amateur MMA show tonight at Auburn there at the Outlet Collection Mall Way in Auburn at the Super Mall there. It's called Fight Quest Number 5. That should be exciting, and it starts at 7 o'clock. But let's get to it, sign guy. You got some show notes for us.
Yeah, if people are looking for pro wrestling today, tonight, DOA in Portland, Oregon at the Eagles, KEPW in Frankfort, Kentucky, TCW in Somerset, Kentucky, AWF in Ringgold, Georgia, IWE in Houghton Lake, Michigan, IEW in Greenfield, Illinois, Funkified Wrestling Federation in Warsaw, Indiana, TCW in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the Arena, IPW in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, Slamboree in Norwich, Connecticut. You have NWW in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Gouge underway as we speak in Apex, North Carolina, their first time there. 1CW in Houston, Delaware. Proving Ground Pro in Port Richey, Florida. MWA in North Platte, Nebraska. Battle Mania in Dayton, Ohio, ZPW about to start in Franklin, Indiana, BTW in Fort Gay, West Virginia, IPW in Muncie, Indiana, NWN in Hillard, Ohio, ESW in Buffalo, New York, and Ascend Pro Wrestling happening tonight in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Definitely, yes. Make sure you get out there and support your local pro wrestling. Also, BCW every Sunday night in Portland. And we got some big shows in the Northwest coming up. CPW has a huge show June 18th in Marysville, Washington at the Strawberry Fest. And NGW and CPW will be working together on July 16th at Fitness Quest in Auburn for our debut show there. Looking for a long working relationship with them. They're the best gym I've ever been to, and some of the greatest people. They got some of the top trainers in the world. We're going to continue to get some of the top trainers in for seminars in wrestling, boxing, and MMA. And, yeah, it just looks like a really good thing and a bright future at Fitness Quest.
Absolutely. Looks like things are getting off to a great start there.
Yeah, and you were there last weekend. Tell us what you've seen.
Well, I've been to the gym before, so I was familiar with it, but they had the amateur meet between Shoot and the owner of the gym, and it was not a good night for Shoot. Shoot got shot on.
Yes. Yes, that was a rough go for Shoot because he hasn't wrestled in a while, and Brad Schwartz, he's no joke. He's a six-time world champion, and he's getting ready to go to Poland for another world championship coming up here like in the next month. So, yeah, he's somebody to keep an eye on.
Even while Lyle was at that thing, taking some notes, studying things just in case the winner were to come after the NGW title, I suppose.
Definitely. All right, are you ready to get to the baseball reports?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Let's start out with the Low A Cincinnati Reds organization. The Daytona Tortugas are 16-21. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the Tortugas are having a bit of a rough time. Last night they lost, which snapped the three-game win streak. It was a rain and lightning shortened game. They only went eight innings last night.
And who's some of the stars for the Tortugas?
Some of the stars, I don't know if they have an exact star per se. They're kind of struggling still. But I'd keep an eye on some of those pitchers on Daytona. I think they are pitching heavy for the Tortugas at the moment.
All right, cool. And they're who are they playing on today?
Oh, today they are back at Jackie Robinson Park there in Daytona, and they're playing Dunedin, which is a Blue Jays affiliate, I believe.
Okay, and now on to the Mariners, Low A. What's Modesto's record right now?
Oh, let me see if I can find that real quick here. One second while I look. Let me look. Still looking. I believe I just received it. Let's see. As my computer loads. Still loading. Aha. Here we go. Sorry, Coach. It's a little slow today.
It's all good.
16-21.
Yeah, and they're at the Stockton Ports, who are 14-23 over there in Stockton, California, for the California League game. That's at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton. And, yeah, Stockton's got some bright stars over there. But, you know, Modesto, I'm really high on Modesto. They got a bright future, it looks like. They got Fruity Batista. They got Spencer Picard. Robert Perez is really excelling down there. And, yeah, I'm really excited about them. So what about the High A Dayton Dragons, who are 25-11?
Dayton faring a little bit better there. They have De La Cruz. They shifted him to third base recently, so I believe he's going to be the secondary prospect to be at shortstop. They're trying him out at third in case they need him to go there. Dayton doing fairly well, 25-11, and they are playing Quad Cities today. Quad Cities, of course, encompassing Illinois and Iowa.
Yes, and Quad Cities having a rough start. They're only 13-24, the River Bandits are. So I'm hoping the Dragons can continue on their streak of winning, and it looks like they're dominating the High A there in the Midwest.
Looks to be, yeah, they're doing fairly well. Like I said, De La Cruz got shifted over, more of a defensive prospect than offensive, but they're going to try him out, see what happens there at third, it looks like.
Yeah, and the Dragons are going with Christian Rowe today, a right-hander. He's 0-0 with a 4.50 ERA in that game against the River Bandits. Okay, now on to the Everett Aqua Sox. Let's see, you got their record.
Yes, Everett, 14-21.
All right, yes, and we're looking forward to going to some games at Funko Field there this year. You, myself, and Ken Hamlin has already looked like we're trying to get something going there. Everett right now is hosting the Hillsboro Hops, who are 18-17 there at Funko Field. Today, Everett's going with Mako, who's 0-2 with a 4.19. And Hillsboro's going with Hernandez, who's 0-0 with a 2.63. So you've been to some Everett games, haven't you?
I've been to many an Everett game there in my lifetime, indeed.
Yes, and, man, a lot of stars there in Everett for the Mariners organization. They got Justin Levy, Novelli Marte, Alberto Rodriguez, Darrell Gomez, Matt Scheffler, the local product, Andy Thomas. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them here coming up soon.
They are, and okay. Everett historically has produced a lot of great talent as well.
Yes, okay, now on to Double A for the Cincinnati, the Chattanooga Lookouts. They got a winning record. They're 20-17. What have they been up to?
Chattanooga's doing fairly well. Joey Votto swung by there on the rehab assignment before going to Dayton. So they were pleased to have Joey Votto there for a little bit.
Yeah, and he's back in the Reds. I see he got a hit last night, and I'm hoping he can rebound here soon.
Hopefully so. He played in one of the two games last night in a doubleheader for his rehab assignment before going back up to the big club.
Okay, and then Chattanooga is in Tennessee, playing Tennessee there in the Double A at Smoky Stadium in Tennessee. Tennessee's now 22-15, so that should be a good game. Tell us about some of the stars for Chattanooga.
Well, they have, of course, had Joey Votto. That's about the biggest star you're going to get at a Double A game this year anywhere.
Definitely. Okay, and then how about the Arkansas Travelers?
Arkansas this year stands at 18-19. They're so close to 500.
Definitely, yes. Last year was the first year the whole Mariners organization was over 500. And the Tacoma Rainiers are the PCL champions from last year, defending that title. This year, though, the whole organization has a losing record, so we hope they can turn that around. Today, Arkansas is hosting Northwest Arkansas, and that's at Dickey Stevens Park. Northwest Arkansas is 16-20, and Arkansas Travelers are going with Stephen Kolick, who's 1-2 with a 3.22, and Northwest Arkansas is going with Klein, who's 0-0 with a 20.25. Oh, he's got a balloon ERA there, so hopefully we can keep ballooning that thing.
For sure.
Have you been to Arkansas yet?
In general, I've been to Arkansas. It is not my favorite state in the Union, but I was definitely there for around 24 hours.
Okay, and Arkansas has got some top stars from the Mariners organization, Zach DeLoach, Caden Poplavich, Joe Rizzo, and Jake Shiner, some of the top stars there, and also Don Thompson Williams. So we're looking forward to seeing those guys prevail and turn it around here starting today. Okay, now on to AAA and the Cincinnati organization. The Louisville Bats are having a rough go. They're 14-25. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, Louisville struggling, as is the big league team. Not a lot of help is going to be coming out of Louisville anytime soon, it doesn't appear. They're struggling a bit. They lost to Nashville last night. But they are getting Nick Senzel in the next few days to start a rehab assignment. So they'll have a little help out of the rehab assignment, perhaps.
Yeah, and they got a tough go of it against Nashville today over there at First Horizon Park. Nashville's 27-12, so that's a tall order.
Indeed it is.
And Louisville's going with San Martin, who's 0-1 with a 7.50 ERA, and Nashville's going with Lindblom, who's 1-1 with a 2.58. So, yep, we hope Louisville can turn it around today. And any notes on any stars out of Louisville?
Michael DeLeon is one that you're going to want to take a look at. Of course, Nick Senzel for the rehab, but we can't count him. Jake Bowers looks like he'll probably be up at some point soon. And probably you're looking at probably Buck Farmer will be back up at the big league soon.
Okay, yeah, and Jake Bowers, I really like him, former Mariner. I feel he's a winner, and he could help the team. And also, you guys got a good backup catcher, Major League veteran Sandy Leon, who's over there for the lookouts. No, for the bats, I mean. So hopefully he'll get a shot if they need some help up there for the Reds.
He was with them for a little bit earlier, but got called back down.
Okay, and then now the Tacoma Rainiers.
Rainiers' record is standing at 14-26.
Okay, yeah, and they're in Sacramento again at Sutter Heath Park, Health Park. Good thing is the Rainiers are on at least a two-game win streak. They've shut out Sacramento two games in a row now, so I'm excited about that. And we got a lot of Mariners are down there rehabbing for the Rainiers. Yeah, we got Kyle Lewis is there. Jared Kelnick, we hope he can get it going at the Rainiers. Also, they got Billy Hamilton, Evan White's there, and a lot of other good players. Rowan Elias is down there, and even Matt Brass is trying to get back on track. So, of course, you've already been to no, you haven't been to a Rainiers game yet, have you, this year?
I never have, strangely enough.
Oh, never in your life. So, yeah, we're gonna fix that this year, too, especially since Ken doesn't live too far from there.
Yeah, old Ken Hamlin's pretty close to there.
Exactly. And then, okay, now the Cincinnati Reds, they've had a rough go so far, but they've done a little bit better in May. And they're 11-27. Let us know a little bit about them.
They're fez awful, Coach. Fez awful this year. It's been a struggle.
And yeah, last week, Hunter Green got screwed out of a no-hitter. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a combined no-hitter. Hunter Green went 7 innings plus. They no-hit Pittsburgh, who's also fez awful, but they lost because they didn't score, and Pittsburgh had scored on a fielder's choice.
Goodness, what a way to lose. And, of course, that's not the first time that's happened in the history of baseball. My goodness.
Not the first time it's happened, but it's fairly rare.
It is. And okay, on to the Seattle Mariners. They're 17-23. They're at the Boston Red Sox again. We've lost two straight there. Two heartbreakers, and the Red Sox are 17-22. We hope Chris Flexen can pick it up today.
Hoping so.
And then, of course, you've already went to a Mariners game this year. What a game that you went to. They really kicked butt that day. And we had some social media sightings that day, right?
Chicken Bob had fans from his gram come up to greet him. They recognized Chicken Bob from his gram.
Exactly. Do you remember any highlights from the game?
Yes. They had an absolutely delightful mocha there at the coffee stand at Section 316. And I also had an Americano, and I had a soy milk hot chocolate.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds good. What about highlights from the game?
Well, those were at the game. But, yeah, it was an up-and-down contest. The Royals would come back and take the lead, and the Mariners fought back and took the lead. Very high-scoring game, that particular game.
Definitely, yes, and we prevailed. Now, today the Mariners got Chris Flexen on the mound. I really love his story. He started out in the Mets organization, was basically a loser in Major League Baseball, went to Korea and learned how to become a winner, come back, and last year was 14-6, the best pitcher in the Mariners staff last year, but this year he's had a rough go. He's 1-6 with a 4.35 ERA, but he's got no run support. I think he's got the worst run support in Major League Baseball. Out of like his 7 or 8 starts, he's 5 or 6 of his games, the Mariners have scored 0 to 1 runs. My goodness.
Seems like every season there's one person on the Mariners staff that will basically have very little run support, and even though they should be winning far more than they are, they can't because there's no runs being scored.
Exactly. Just like King Felix had that problem his whole career. My goodness, he probably would have won 250 games if he got some run support. All right. And then Boston Red Sox are going with Garrett Whitlock today. He's a right-hand pitcher. He's 1-1 with a 2.43 ERA. And historically, against Whitlock and the Mariners, let me see, only 3 people have faced Whitlock, and they're 0-3 against Whitlock as a team. But we hope Julio Rodriguez can still turn it on and stay consistent. And J.P. Crawford, Ty France, and Adam Frazier. It also looks like Jesse Winker's been picking it up lately, too. What about them Red Sox? Did you watch the game yesterday?
Didn't catch the game yesterday, but I know Kevin Sullivan was keeping tabs on the score. He always keeps tabs on the Red Sox score, even though he's in New York this week.
Except for I thought he was sort of upset about baseball and is boycotting baseball, last I heard. Maybe that's
unofficial. I wouldn't say it's a full boycott. He wasn't happy with the rules changes, but he'll still keep tabs on what the Red Sox are doing.
Okay, and then against Chris Flexen, Xander Bogaerts is batting 333. Rafael Devers is batting 333 against Flexen. And J.D. Martinez is batting 250 against Flexen. Nobody's hit a home run on the Red Sox against Flexen today or yet. So hopefully they will continue that streak of no home runs against Flexen, and he can get a win today. All right. Well, hey, you know.
We're hoping so, but I think Kevin Sullivan's hoping the opposite.
Exactly. And, hey, we got some big shows coming up on Turnbuckle Turmoil. We're continuing Blade Month tomorrow with Johnny Blade. Let us know a little bit about him.
This Johnny Blade is out of Texas. He wrestled for many years before injuries caught up to him. He had to step away from in-ring, but he has been managing the last several years in Texas. He works for TASW, where he manages a guy that we know well up here in the Pacific Northwest, Jason Sullivan, and he's been at it in the wrestling business for well over 25 years, still going strong, so we're looking forward to our Texas Johnny Blade.
Yes, and they'll be playing the Johnny Blade theme song, and yes, Jason Sullivan has had an outstanding career and a long-lasting career at that.
He absolutely has had a big, long career in the Northwest before he relocated to Texas, where he more or less started from scratch, and he's had a great run in Texas.
Definitely. And then what else do you got coming up?
Well, coming up, I'm going to head to AEW next week, my first AEW live shows. I'm going to check that out. Hoping to come across Aubrey Edwards and Darby Allin, say hello to them. It's been a while since I saw them. And then in June, like you said, the Strawberry Festival upcoming, two big shows at the Strawberry Festival. We got the big NGW show coming up. And on the 11th of June at the Key Peninsula Civic Center, I'll be back at Northwest Pro.
Nice. And then next month for Turnbuckle Turmoil, we got Authors Month. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Authors Month on Fridays, all the guests will have written books. So we'll talk in like their contribution to the literature world as well as what they've done in the wrestling world.
Definitely. I'm really excited about that. We got Frank Culbertson and Mike Rogers in there. They've got three books going now, Excitement in the Air, Volume 1 and 2. And they also got their new one, Katie Bar the Door. Tell us about that.
The first two are transcripts of previous interviews that Mike Rogers had done for his newsletter. That's why they were out in pretty fast succession. You just had to basically reprint what he already had. Katie Bar the Door is more of a storytelling book on some of the things that have happened here in the Pacific Northwest in the long-storied history.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you so much for being on today, Sign. And you want to give your plugs and plug and promote anything you like?
Sure. Like I said, you can find me at the AEW shows next week. I'll be at those. Also, tomorrow, like we said, Johnny Blade. Next Friday, we have with us Nick Hamrick and his manager, A. Dick Vickers, out of West Virginia. You can find me on the social media, the Facebook. Look up Sun Guy. You'll find the page there. At the Twitters, at SignGuyHPW, the Instagram. You can also find Chicken Bob on all his social medias. People find him literally these days as well.
Nice. All right. Thanks again, brother, for everything you do. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Coach. Best of luck on the journey with the Coach Mike Jones Show. Glad to be on the first episode. Keep it going. And don't forget to whistle.
Exactly. Thanks so much.
All right.
All right. We got a caller. Is this Wild Lyle?
It sure is. You're the Wild One.
Hey. How you doing, brother?
Good. I'm doing very well, Coach. Got in a good workout earlier today, and now I'm mowing the lawn.
It was nice to work out with you today down there at Fitness Quest in Puyallup. Man, it's a world-class gym, just like the Auburn one, and looking forward to a long future down there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good facility, real clean facility with a lot of open room space, free weights. I like the fitness pad area, so I can do cleans. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Definitely. And you're the NGW Undisputed Champion. Looks like you're going to have a match with Chuck Payne in Marysville on the 18th of June at Strawberry Fest. And we also got some other people that are on your tail. Of course, Viento still wants a rematch. And possibly Pat Large. And there's some other people that might try to sign on the dotted line also. But I know you're taking on all comers.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and lifting heavy, doing a lot of cardio, you know, feeling good, feeling strong. I mean, you saw earlier that despite my size, I'm still very strong, you know, I mean, exceptionally. You know, I'm excited for everything that you have going on with, you know, Coach Mike Jones show. It's great to hear that you got the authors that are going to be on Turnbuckle Turmoil, because I'm currently writing my book, but I got to get it out for sure.
Yeah, I know. Same here. Yes, looking forward to, you know, it was nice I got to get you my sample chapter, and then I'm looking forward to reading your sample chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, of course, mine's more of a poetry style writing. I've got, you know, I mean, I actually could send you what I have now, you know, and you can go through it, 30 pages
okay.
or so.
All right, nice. And then you're also currently a writer for the Never Were. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it started with me sending my poetry to Joe Love, and Joe's like, dude, beautiful. We could turn this into music. And then I started writing songs. You know, instead of just poetry. So yeah, it's been a good journey. You know, it's good. It's kind of amazing to hear what I write, you know, come to like musical format. You know, just it's really interesting. It's a different part of my journey as well. So it's fun for me to do.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of all that you've done, and my goodness, you're so versatile in your talents, and you've been so blessed. I mean, you've got so many songs for those guys. Tell us a few of the song titles you got.
We've got, so our newest one, Always, that's, you know, a real catchy one, you know, like, I really feel like that is going to be, like, probably one of our first, like, radio hits, you know, something that'll really catch. I'm just trying to think, because we've got, like, five or six. I'm just trying to think names. I didn't really think this over before I called in. I didn't think we were going to talk about the Neverwhere, but, of course, Always We Are, because they are, in fact, opening up for us, you know, July 16th at Fitness Quest, which is going to be a cool opportunity to see, you know, Coach Mike Jones' song. And then Sanctified, the Wild Wild theme song, played live, you know, in addition to Always, and, you know, a couple more that we have going on.
Yes, definitely. Okay, hey, we got another caller calling in, so let's get to him. Hey, it looks like we got CPW promoter Yvonne. How you doing?
Good, honey. How are you?
We're doing good. It's an honor and pleasure to have you on. I know you got a lot going on and some stuff coming up. You want to let us know about it?
Well, next month on the 18th of June, we're returning to Strawberry Fest in Marysville. That's going to be an exciting show, and it's our first show back after 2 years, and this is our second time at at Strawberry Fest, and we've got two different shows that day. We got one show at 1 o'clock, and the second show is at 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock. So we got a lot of exciting things happening. Some new faces, some old faces, and just the return of CPW back in a ring is going to be fantastic.
Yes, and you got some matches listed you can tell us about.
Yeah, I've got a few. I'm not going to tell you all of them because some of them got to be kind of special and want everybody to come up and see. But we've got, in the very first show, we were doing a, to honor our fallen friend, Sonny Omer, we're doing a grappling match. The champion, John Rodriguez, one of the owners and ex-champ, Jeff Combs. So, and we're going to do an honor for Sonny on that match. And let's see if we can get, if John can hold on to his title, which, God, I hope he can. Then we've got, we've got a tag team match that is going to be for the number one contender for the tag champ for the next show, which is in July, the 16th at Quest Fitness. Our Fitness Quest, my bad. So sorry. I've been going through a lot of personal stuff lately, so I haven't had much sleep, so my brain's a little frazzled. So that is Jack the Snack versus and Cole Crazy versus Darth Carta and Viento. And that'll be a lot of fun.
Go ahead. Excuse me. Keep going.
And that should be a lot of fun, you know, a little high pace and a little comedy and a little bit of everything all in one. And the winner of that gets to take on the tag champs in July. So that'll be kind of cool. We've also got a rumble happening. And the winner of the over the top rope, the winner gets to get a shot at the international champion, Chris Marks, at the July show. So that's gives everybody anybody and everybody a shot at becoming the champ. Let's see,
definitely.
What else we got? Oh, we've got the Moonshiners with their I want to call him their cousin, Moondog Ace, going against for their first time at CPW Hellbound. And that match will probably be a little bit crazy, but a lot of fun to watch. And just hope that Moondog's got fed well enough and that the Moonshiners have their moonshine to be happy so everybody is happy.
Exactly. And if for people who don't know, Hellbound is Petrov and Draven Vargas, I think, right?
Yes, and Rat King.
Yeah, that's some nobody to take
lightly
there, definitely.
Yeah, and they got
faithful
manager, Al Tubbs. And then the second show, we've got you guys having a good match at our show with Wild Lyle versus Chuck Payne, and I'm actually very much looking forward to watching that match. I think that one will be off the hook. I believe you guys, those two boys are going to have some great, great in-ring action together.
Yes,
then
they faced each other before, yes.
I was going to say, haven't they been in the ring together before? And I know it was a good match then, and I think it's going to be a fantastic. They'll push each other to levels to see how far they can go with each other because they both are hungry.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then we've got a family title match, which is my wrestling son, Cody Campbell, versus Team Jeff's Dr. Mathis, and that's for the family champ. That match is going to be very, very unpredictable, and I'm not sure as Cody being my wrestling son if I want to watch, because I know Team Jeff is them dirty players, so my son's got a, I hope he's prepared. Then we've got, what's CJ's group called?
I'm not sure they changed the name.
Okay, well, we got CJ Edwards and Jillian White going against Rashad Tyson and Quincy York. And he's new. He's new to CPW. Oh, that's what I forgot. One match, my bad. In the first show, we have got the Cruiserweight title on the line for the first time that CPW has crowned a new champion, Rashad Tyson versus Sunny Days. And that match is going to be fun. That match is going to be so fun. Sunny is one of the only female workers in the Pacific Northwest, and she doesn't get nowhere near the credit she deserves. So shout out to my girl. She coming for some, for a belt this Strawberry Fest.
Okay,
then
excuse me.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, we love Sunny Days and NGW and the Real School, longtime member of the Real School Army. And then last show we had with her, she got an upset victory against Triple D there in Key Center.
That's my girl. That is my girl. Yep, that's my girl. We got a couple more matches. We've got the returning of Goblin versus the one and only Draven Vargas. And I've actually been trying to get Draven Vargas to CPW since CPW started, because Draven Vargas is very well-rounded all the way around, inside the ring, outside the ring. He's very professional at what he does, and I know that he is going to bring every bit of that intensity against Goblin at Strawberry Fest, and I am so looking forward to that.
Yes, that's quite the match, and both those guys are impressive, definitely.
Goblin has been a CPW worker for quite some time, and I'm glad to see that he's laced up the boots again and he's getting back in the ring. Sometimes we all know in this business that, you know, stuff happens, drama happens, and it kind of takes the things away for a minute, and I'm glad he went and took his little time off and reevaluated and found the love again to get back into the ring, and that's fantastic. Maybe the pandemic did good for a lot of the workers that were in weird places before it started. They got to reevaluate, find the love again for it, and now they all ready to work.
Yes,
then the main
what
event,
a blessing.
The main event is JB Moonshine, who is CPW's heavyweight champion, going against the one and only Officer Cooper. And that will be one of the best you'll see, because those two push themselves and each other to the limits when they work.
You,
and then, of
you
course,
bet,
we got
bet.
Other surprises.
Exactly. Yeah,
we got
and
other
then
surprises,
a couple
but
notes.
We're going to leave that.
Okay, a couple notes I got for you guys are, I've heard through the grapevine that Viento and Darth Carta have paid NGW trainers to give them some extra training for that match so they can win that number one contenders match.
Well, that's fantastic. Go on, boys.
Yep, and then also we got Miller is coming up with the Hank Miller Invitational Battle Royal Championship. So I don't know for sure if that's going to debut at your show or not, but it definitely is on July 16th.
Nice. That gives them something more to look forward to work hard for.
Exactly. Okay, well, I got like a minute left here. Would you like to plug or promote anything and tell people how to get a hold of you?
You can find CPW on Facebook, on CPW Combat Pro Wrestling, the same on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You can also reach out to me, Jeff Combs, or Scott Dutton. on any of our personal accounts. We are ready to play. It's time that everybody remembers that CPW is still here and we're here to bring it.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Yvonne, and I wish you all the luck in the world, and I'm so glad to work with you. Thank you again.
Thank you, and I will see you guys on June 18th and then again on July 16th.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too, hey. Bye.
Okay, so that was CPW's promoter, Yvonne Sieber. And now we've got some new callers. We're going to be going over MMA now. We got Brad Schwartz and Jake Schwartz, right? Hello.
Hey,
how
are
you?
So who do we got on here?
Right now you got Jake Schwartz. Brad is being on in a second.
And then you have
okay,
Joe
hey,
DeRobio, the co-promoter for the MMA event, owner of Combat Games.
Okay, who would like to go first?
I'm going to get started.
Go ahead, Joe.
You got anything you want to plug? Right on. Cool. So we're here to talk about tonight's fights. Taking place at Outlet Collection Way at Fitness Quest Gym in Auburn, Washington. We have 13 MMA bouts on tap, which are live mixed martial arts combat taking place in the cage at Fitness Quest, and we are kicking off an introduction to our submission grappling series champion, where we're going to kick off tonight's evening, where Jack McCray from Arlington Kickboxing Academy is going to fight David Marquez in a submission grappling match. And then the second match will be Dakota Benson fighting out, and a member of Fitness Quest MMA fighting Caleb Abnorth from Bellingham MMA. And then the winner of those two gentlemen will fight on the ninth fight of the night. So we'll give them a brief intermission. And then we have another 13 MMA bouts, amateur bouts. We have fighters coming in from Tennessee, Canada, Portland, Oregon, all over the Pacific Northwest and a little farther, reaching out to Tennessee, I guess. It's going to be a great night of fights.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to that. And that starts tonight at 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, starts at 7. Doors open at 6. It's a wonderful facility. We got a beer garden there where you can go. It's an all-ages show, so you can bring your kids. You know, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, if they're training in martial arts, they can come watch and check out the beautiful facility there that Brad and Jake run, one of them at Fitness Quest. And then they have the offshoot, their MMA program of Fight Quest MMA, and they got a great little thing going. I'm happy to be working with them and putting on shows with them, and it's going to be a great night of fights. We have guys fighting out of Titan MMA in Vancouver, Canada. I think the fight of the night is going to be Tara Ray versus Amanda Buckner. We got two pretty women's female MMA fights. Amanda Buckner from Snohomish, Washington. And then we got another gal from Titan MMA who's training partners with Lupi Godinez, who's just rattled off like her third win in a row in the UFC. So they got some great training up there, and anybody that comes is going to see some great fighting, the best the Pacific Northwest has to offer. And these guys are young, up-and-coming, aspiring fighters working their way up to the pro ranks. They all have records of like 2-0, or they all have like less than 5 fights. And like I've told everybody over the years, I've been doing this for 10 years now, that these amateur fights are more fun than pros in the way that these guys have just enough excitement and they're still green enough to make some mistakes, that they're really exciting fights. A lot of exchanges, a lot of back and forth. Nobody's just sitting around like timidly punching, worried about losing and trying to win a fight on the judges' scorecards. They're full of adrenaline and they're like getting after it.
All right. Well, hey, we got plenty of time on this show for everybody to get their stuff in, but you want to let people know how to get a hold of you?
For Jake, you want to? I'm not sure of the Fitness Quest information. I don't know if you can help me with that. I don't want to mess that up.
Okay. Yeah,
I know
they
can
go
check
online
out
at fitnessquest.com. We have all locations on there, including our MMA program. And if you're still in need of tickets, you can come in, walk in, get tickets, or go to tickets.fitnessquest.com. Or if you have any direct questions, you can direct that to my email, jake@fitnessquest.
And then, Jake, what about some highlights for tonight's fights that you think about?
I don't know. Jake, do you have a fight card?
To you guys to get out there and put it all on the line. Like Joe was saying, they're all only got a few fights under their belt, so they're looking to prove something. So it's always super entertaining to see these guys go out there and just go all out. Really excited for it.
Yeah. We have two title fights on the line tonight. We're debuting our grappling tournament, our series, which we're going to implement there at Fitness Quest and put that on the venue. They're going to compete twice, a little four-man bracket. They're going to win a nice belt. And then we are fighting for the amateur 155 Pacific Northwest Combat Games title. We have Monty Anderson from Kitsap Combat over in Bremerton, Washington. His last fight was a 58-second knockout versus Nicasio Ortiz from Royal MMA in Bapa, Washington. He's 3-1 and racked up a couple of knockouts as well. That's going to be a phenomenal fight, as well as Joey Walker in the co-main event, who's 3-0 from Grit MMA from Milwaukee, Oregon, versus Jordan Ferrier from Devin's MMA in Cedro Woolley Wrestling Country, Washington. They're going to bring it. It's going to be super exciting. And then like Jake said, and I was saying earlier, these guys are just, they're leaving it all on the table. They're not fighting timid. They're coming out. It's like a big dust smoke pile in the middle of the ring, the cage. They're going to be getting after it. You're going to see fists and feet flying and grappling exchanges. And you're definitely going to get your money's worth.
Right,
Michael,
on.
This is Brad Schwartz.
Yes.
I wanted to mention we've got a full-size 30-foot cage that you see on the UFC fights. We've got professional TVs around there. And I've got Cameron, who's been training Dakota, who just recently beat the guy ranked 10th in the world and was on the Manny Pacquiao card. He wants to say a few words about the guys he's been training. And it's at the Outlet Collection Mall in Fitness Quest. Then you have Jake on. He's the owner of Fitness Quest Puyallup, the most decorated wrestler coach from the state of Washington, three-time Pac-12 champ, All-American. He's worked with Dakota as well. So we're really excited about our hometown guy. And I wanted Cameron to kind of talk about the training Dakota's been going through. And then both Jake and Cameron will be here to kind of connect with everybody if they're interested in some training, fitness, weight loss, striking, grappling. We have a world-class facility where the event is going to be held in a world-class training facility right inside the Outlet Collection Mall in Auburn, 1101 Outlet Collection Way. Here's Cameron.
Hey, Cameron.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you
How
doing?
How are you guys? Not too bad.
Good, man. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no worries. Quick shout-out to Brad Sports for having this opportunity, Jake, as well, too. Our Fitness Quest MMA location is phenomenal. Our 30-foot cage is one of the top-of-the-line ones. It looks great. The TVs are set up nice. It's a really well-done event. Brad put on a really sparse amount of expenses with the TVs and everything that we have going on there. And then to talk about the guys that we have fighting on the card, so Dakota is going to start the show off. He's been he was wrestled out of Yale in high school. Him and his brother, the Vincent brothers, put on a lot of great time while they were down there. Dakota's one heck of a grappler. He recently fought on our last show, actually a couple weeks last, did really well. But he's going to be doing a grappling tournament that we're holding on here. He might be going to, if he wins his first match, he'll be able to fight again. We've been going over quite a bit of fun stuff. He's an excellent guy on the ground, incredibly long, very lanky, and incredibly strong. So look for some fun stuff with him. The new guy that we have fighting with us, his name is Keandre. He is an amateur boxer out of the military. He was 14-0 as an amateur boxer. I took him under my wing to show him some stuff on what it looks like when he wants to turn professional. I've been a professional for 10 years, so I was giving him some tips and some good setup. So someone to look out for on this card is going to be Keandre. He's fighting at a Fitness Plus MMA as well, too. We're looking for him, excited for him to make a lot of great noise as well, too.
Wow, that's very impressive. And then, hey, Brad, you've got quite the story. Man, last week was a great event, and you're going to Poland here pretty soon. Let us know a little bit about that.
I took Brad off the speaker. I'm going to reset up that question for you to hand the phone over to him, okay?
Okay.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Brad, are you back?
We had the villain from the movie Vision Quest after I won Nationals about 4 weeks ago, training with Jake in Puyallup Fitness Quest, and training with Cameron on the Myth Club footwork in Fitness Quest MMA located in the Outlet Collection Mall. So I was ready to go. We thought maybe it was just going to be fun, put on a show, and the guy came out guns a-blazing, so we pounded shoot 2 days in a row. We beat him 12-0 on last Saturday, and then pinned him twice because he called me out twice on Sunday at Fitness Quest Puyallup. So, yeah, I'll be flying out on the 16th of June and wrestling in the World Championships in Warsaw, Poland on the 19th. And I'm really excited about that. A little nervous with all the war stuff going on there, but we're being told that it's super safe and we should be okay over there.
Yeah, my money's on you, brother. You're really impressive, and I really have confidence you're going to take home that title.
Well, thank you. I'll be here tonight. And we're excited about the pro wrestling event in July with your group. Rumor has it that Cameron, who was on the Manny Pacquiao card, and Jake, who Jake Schwartz, by the way, is willing to take anybody on in wrestling within a 100-mile radius. If you can beat him, you get a year free at Fitness Quest. If not, you join the club and you have world-class coaching in wrestling and world-class coaching in striking. The best combination in the entire state as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, definitely. And then we're going to continue to work on getting some of the top coaches in the world down there for seminars in pro wrestling, boxing, and MMA.
Yes. How about a shout-out for your pro wrestling event that will be here in the same venue, Michael?
Yes, July 16th, NGW and CPW are having a showcase show. It's going to be a charity show for the Auburn Slam Wrestling Academy. Can you tell us a little bit about Auburn Slam, Jake?
Yeah, that's our nonprofit. We use that money that we raise to help promote local wrestlers to compete at national tournaments. And we're putting together a scholarship fund for the top wrestler to come out of the state that holds a high GPA and is involved in the community.
Nice. Yes, we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have the NGW green room down there. We're going
to... Jake, why don't you tell them how they can buy tickets online or walk up to the door?
Yeah, of course. I kind of already went over that. But, yeah, it's tickets.fitnessquest.com. We have general admission tickets available and also VIP for assigned seating. And then if you can't get online, you're welcome to come up and buy your ticket at the front gate. Plenty of good seating and a lot of fun. Like we said earlier, we have a beer garden. So a lot of food, drinks will be available for you as well.
Yeah, and you guys also got the Biggest Loser contest coming up here soon too, right?
Yeah, we kick that off at the end of the month. We'll do our kickoff in Guelph, and then the following day we'll do our kickoff in the Auburn location, and then we'll have our third Biggest Loser start in the all-women's gym down at University Place, Tacoma.
Yes, and
don't forget,
you guys,
guys
also do you also do amateur boxing.
Correct, yeah. So we have amateur boxing here at Fitness Quest MMA as well. Looking for our next show to be a little bit later in July for our next show. And we also have an open invitation on Fridays for any of the MMA gyms that are nearby. Then we'll also come down and spar as well, too. Smoker!
Nice. All right. Well, I'm really looking forward to tonight. I'm going to bring my NGW Green Room interview segment down there. Maybe I can get some interviews from some of your fighters.
Sounds good.
All right. Is there anything else you guys would like to plug or promote?
World-class trainers, world-class facilities. Just won my sixth world title, going for number seven. From 237 down to 172. Anybody that wants to make their comeback, lose weight, put on muscle, we're open 24 hours. Puyallup, Auburn, Tacoma, come and see us. We previously were Vision Quest, but now we're 10 times better off Fitness Quest, and Fitness Quest just kicked Vision Quest butt.
They did, and like I said, you guys got quite the story. I would love to see that story made into a book or a movie someday.
We're ready. And
exactly.
Rumor has it shoots the bleeder.
Okay, yeah. And then rumor has it that Shoot's already in the progress of doing a remake or a series, right?
Yeah, he's wanting to shoot a 30-series remake, what's happened the last 37 years to Shoot and the movie, and he's got lots and lots of people interested in helping him promote the movie.
Definitely. And then you guys also have your own supplements.
Say one more time.
You also have your own supplement line.
We do. We'll have those featured tonight. So if you're at the fight, we have the athletic club attached to it. And Stephen Cherninsky, who was the consultant for the 1984 Olympics, created a supplement line specifically for fat loss and competitors to increase your oxygen uptake. So we'll have those supplements, and we'll be featuring those tonight. There's some samples that a lot of the fighters have, a pre-workout supplement that's legal, no caffeine, and increases your oxygen uptake up to 30%. It's one of my secrets that I train on.
Nice. Okay, great. What a blessing. So you guys want to plug or promote anything else before we sign off?
Well, I'm excited, Michael, that you've committed to our Biggest Loser event. The average person loses 32 pounds. Jake helped me go from 237 down to 172. I won a world title. The person that developed the supplement line, we do intermittent fasting. The average person loses about 32 pounds of fat in 90 days. That kicks off in June. Come into the clubs. We'll get everybody started on it. It's a big family. We do it together.
Definitely, yes. And what about you, Jake? He must have got off. So what about the other guys here?
Tommy's here. He runs the Auburn location. He wanted to do an invitation. He's running a special membership rate, and he'll tell you about it.
Okay. Hey, Tommy.
So, hey, how's it going? So anybody who purchases a ticket this evening for our MMA event, we will match that dollar amount towards your membership. So we're essentially going to give everybody their money back. We spoil them with a lot of services when it comes to personal training, nutrition consultations, a ton of classes. So we have both a 24-hour gym along with an entire MMA space. So as a reminder, anybody who purchases a ticket, we will give you that dollar amount back towards your membership. So, yeah, waive the initiation fee, processing fees. The ticket will be free if you end up joining Fitness Plus this evening, and this evening only.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then anybody else want to plug or promote anything?
I think we got everything, Michael. We're excited about the relationship. We're excited about having pro wrestling. We had it before in our former company. You've got a heart of gold. We've got world-class Division I coaches for wrestling. You've got Jake. You've got two others. They're the coaches for the wrestling, and the wrestling is free with membership. We've got five mats in Auburn. We got two full mats in our Puyallup location. We're open 24 hours. Come and see us. In my 44 years, these are the best clubs and the best staffs I've ever put together.
Definitely, yes. I'm really enjoying it. What a blessing. All right, you guys, thank you so much for coming on. Looking forward to getting
right,
down there tonight.
All right, thanks, Michael. We'll see you tonight.
Yep. Thanks again, guys.
You bet.
All right, that was our MMA portion. And, yeah, don't forget to check out Fitness Quest in Auburn, Puyallup, and they have a women's club in Tacoma here. And then we got pro wrestling June 18th in Marysville at the Strawberry Festival for CPW. And then July 16th at Fitness Quest in Auburn, we'll have pro wrestling with CPW and NGW for a charity show at Fitness Quest there for the Auburn Slam Wrestling Academy. And you can also check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the Coach of the Most. Also, Coach Mike Jones on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for interviews from celebrities, wrestlers, and stars from all over the world. And the Seattle Mariners Organizational Report and the Cincinnati Organizational Report. And then also, if you need a car in the Northwest, you can check out S&S Best Auto in Auburn there. They also have online. And tell them Wild Lyle and Coach Mike Jones sent you. And if you need a tow in the Northwest, get a hold of Big Boys Towing and tell them Coach Mike Jones sent you. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us. You can check me out again tomorrow on Turnbuckle Turmoil with Sign Guy. We've got Johnny Blade from Texas with us, and Blade, we're finishing out Blade Month. Next Sunday, we'll have another Johnny Blade from Illinois. And we appreciate everybody. Don't forget to check out Debashi's Lyrical Spit and his Murky Chronicles podcast. And then we just want to say thank you so much for all the support and for all the love and everything that everyone does for us. And thanks so much.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the Coach with the Most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the Coach with the Most. Coach Mike Jones.